Yes, a long time ago, I watched Field of Dreams, and I was so excited because it says, if you build it, they will come. And it made it seem like it's obvious that all you got to do is just build the field, and all of a sudden you have the people coming. But it doesn't work that way with podcasts.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Thanks for joining us again for a pitfall. Pitfall number 16 is this giant misconception with other podcasters that they think that just because they have a podcast, they're all of a sudden famous. I'm your host, Adam A. Adams, and I just want to squash this for you so that you understand what you need to do to be able to actually start getting your podcast out in front of the right people. So if you build it, they will come. Yes, I watched that movie when I was younger called Field of Dreams. Such an inspiring movie, right? Field of Dreams, such an inspiring movie. And in that movie, this guy's out in a giant cornfield, I think is a cornfield. And he keeps having like this dream, if you build it, they will come. And at the end of the whole movie, you feel so inspired that all you got to do in order to grow your brand, in order to whatever, is just to build it. The problem is that they miss a lot of other pieces to that movie. Like the guy didn't just have a baseball field and all of a sudden everybody just started playing there and all of that. It doesn't work that way. You know, the way that it works is if you market it, they will come, right? If you market it, if you get out in front of people, if you pay for advertising, if you do your social media, if you create quote cards and audiograms and videograms and other types of promotional material, and if you connect with others. So what is it that's going to get you to the next level? What is it that's going to help you to be able to grow your podcast? Here's five tips right now. First, you want to get on other people's shows. Second, you want to utilize some social media hacks that others aren't using. Third, paid marketing, paid advertising. Fourth, get non-famous guests. And fifth, is you want to engage with your avatar. And I'm going to teach you what ask means. That's A-S-K-C. Ask. A-S-K-C. All right. Number one, going back to getting on other people's shows. How do you get on other people's shows? Well, if you scroll down to the show notes in the resource area, there's going to be three links for you. One of those links is to a friend of mine. His name is Alex San Filippo, and Alex is the founder and owner of a company called Podmatch. Podmatch is mostly a free platform, and it allows you to be able to connect with other podcasters who are also looking for guests. Now, the truth is, you just can't avoid this. For the most part, most of the people on there are really looking to be a guest. And there's a free version and a paid version. The paid version allows you to more easily be a guest. However, I'm about to share with you a hack that's going to work on Podmatch and these other two resources. All right, resource number two is a place called Podbooker. Podbooker is another platform. My team ends up, we pay for it. I think it's like $30. But Podbooker, that link will be also in the show notes. And I'm about to share with you, because a lot of the people on there, they want to get their message out. So they're trying to get on your show. It's a little less common that they are specifically asking you to be on their show. But again, I'm about to share with you a hack that allows you to be able to do this at a very low cost, very low time, and to get booked on more people's podcasts that are on Podmatch or Podbooker. And the third option is a paid option, an absolute paid option. They don't have another version for it, but it's also more hands-off. So on Podmatch and Podbooker, you are either yourself going to be jumping on there and connecting with people, or you're going to have like a virtual assistant. That's what I do. I have a VA And with that VA, they connect with people and they do my special trick that I'm about to share with you. And then on this other paid platform, it's called Interview Valet. Now with Interview Valet, depending on your budget, this might feel expensive or it just might feel like an incredibly awesome investment. It really just depends on your budget, how much time and attention that you want to put to something, and additionally, how much money you'll make if you get booked on those other podcasts. So if you have a strong product and service and your systems are in place and you're able to call to action at the end of a podcast interview that you're on somebody else's show, then utilizing Interview Valet, and again, there's a link in the show notes. That's one of the three first resources that'll be in the show notes for you. Utilizing Interview Valet is going to allow you to do that. And now, for some reason, I don't even remember how much it costs. I think it depends on like how many you're going to be booked. Maybe if you book like 48 interviews or 100 interviews or 10 interviews, it'll all be a little bit different. So the general range is all of these different types of services. I like Interview Valet the best out of all of them. And so I would highly suggest that you don't even worry about like searching for other companies. Just scroll down, click on that link and connect with them if you're going to pay for this. But it can be more than worth it. It'll cost on the absolute lowest for any of these companies. It's going to be like maybe $350 per time that you're on somebody else's show. So they might book you 10 shows for like $3,500 at the absolute lowest. And others are like $500 or $600 per time that you're on somebody else's show. And so if you can think to yourself, well, I'm going to get myself on 10 shows and because my product is, let's just say $50,000, all I need to do is convert one person in 10 different shows one time, which by the way, these are evergreen episodes. So they show up for a long period of time. And even sometimes 2 years later, a listener of that other podcast is still going to call you. At any rate, even if it was just one person one time and you had, let's just say a $50,000 offer, then you're going to make $50,000 and it only cost you $3,500. So at the end of the day, you're only spending 7% of your gross profits, which is a great deal depending on the offer. All right. Now you're asking yourself, well, I want to do this for free. I don't know if I'm ready to pay $350 or $400 or $500 or $600 per episode, a time that I get interviewed on somebody else's show. So Adam, you kept telling me Podbook or Podmatch, you had a secret recipe. How can I do it? Well, here you go. If you want to get on other people's shows on Podbooker or Podmatch, and let's say you have the free version or you're spending like $30 a month, then here's what you'll do. I've got my virtual assistant that jumps in and it all has to be honest. The most important is your integrity. You never want to cross the line. You never want to break that integrity. You want to keep your good name. And so you don't tell somebody a lie and say, hey, I listened to your podcast and I loved it. And I was wondering if XYZ. Instead, you'll say, I saw your podcast. Looks interesting. You'll just say, just noticed your podcast called this. And that's really it. You don't want to say a lie or a fib or an exaggeration in any way. Keep your integrity intact all the time. But here's the piece that's going to benefit you the most. On that connection request, what you're going to say is, hey, name, noticed you're the host of XYZ podcast. Do you think you'd be interested in doing maybe a podcast interview swap with me? That's it. Noticed that you're the host of XYZ podcast. Do you think you'd be interested in doing maybe a podcast interview swap with me? It's that simple. That's all you got to say. Now, here's the psychology behind this copy, this outreach formula. Here's the psychology. Here's the reason why it works. Number one, it's super duper short. That's one of the reasons. Number two, it's because it's a question, not telling. You're not telling them a whole bunch of stuff. You're asking them a question. So human beings have a hard time not engaging when they have a question. So You want to be the person to ask questions, not tell them a whole bunch of things. The third reason why this works is because there's no link. You're not saying, you're not telling them a whole bunch about you. You're not giving them a link. It doesn't seem like spam or feel like spam. And so you'd even be able to have a virtual assistant do this. Notice that you're the host of the podcast about pens. notice that you're the host of the podcast about pens. Do you think you'd be interested in maybe doing a podcast interview swap with me? Question mark. Here's the fourth thing that you'll notice. I didn't say, do you think you would be? I didn't say, do you think you would be interesting? I didn't say, noticed you are the. I didn't say those. So carefully pay close attention here. This is more valuable than it might sound at first. Noticed your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Those conjunction words, the connected words where you put the apostrophe, are more likely to come across as you're just speaking to a friend. And it goes back, do you think you'd, Y-O-U apostrophe D, do you think you'd be interested in maybe doing a podcast interview swap? Question mark. The other piece of psychology, why this works, besides being short and making it feel like you're just speaking with them and not being overcomplicated, not telling them too much, is really because it incites a little bit of curiosity. Well, they don't know what your podcast is, so they're probably going to reply with something to the effect of, what's your podcast? Yeah, maybe. I might be interested. Tell me a little bit about your show. And so now you can start having more of an authentic, genuine feeling conversation because of the way that that comes across. So to get on other shows, use those three links and use that special tip. Notice you're the host of the XYZ podcast. Do you think you'd be interested in doing maybe a podcast interview swap with me? Question mark. So that was getting on other shows. The second one was social media hacks. So what social media hacks should you use? I'm going to make it easy on you, and I'm going to just say whatever new platform they have, whatever the newest platform is, and or whatever the newest piece of that platform. So for example, when stories first came out, like Instagram stories, Facebook stories, and now even LinkedIn has stories, when the stories first come out, those platforms, they highly favor that new thing. So a social media hack that you can utilize is utilizing whatever's the new thing. For example, they've got Reels. TikTok has those Reels. Clubhouse comes out and everybody blows up in the beginning. And then in the end, after that's happened, the new people don't get quite as much value. So social media hacks is using the new thing. That would be one of the big benefits. So another example of the social media hack is utilizing something like Facebook Live. So you want to go live on Facebook while you're recording, and that's going to be able to help you to get in front of the most amount of people, because Facebook says, hey, still, even though this has been out for a little while, it's like not very many people are actually using this yet. People still seem like they're feeling afraid to put themselves out there. So they're still pushing that out and they're getting the most amount of traction. So you could literally record a podcast episode with a Facebook Live. So there's just a few things with social media hacks that can really get you to the next level. Other ideas with social media hacks is, just like I mentioned in the copy for getting on other people's shows on Podbooker and Podmatch, when you're on social media, one of the things that you can do if you're making a post is ask more questions instead of tell people things. Instead of maybe putting a link to your show, ask them if they'd like a link to the show. Now you're getting engagement, which is really going to benefit you. And social media is really going to put you out in front of the most amount of people that they can. The third piece that was in there was paid marketing. And so a few ways that you can utilize paid marketing is working with my team, of course. Another way is Facebook ads. And one of the Facebook ads that you can do, and absolutely do not do this, write it down. Do not simply boost a post. Those are not going to get you the traction that you need. But when you're doing paid marketing, you just want to make sure that you're getting in front of the most amount of people. And I'm not the Facebook paid ad marketing genius. I do private messaging campaigns where I connect with people via private message, and those seem to work really well for my team and for our clients. But find a way to utilize paid marketing, either working with us or working with another team that you trust, to be able to actually grow your show and get in front of people that wouldn't naturally normally see it. Other ways to do paid marketing that we always implement for our clients is we're actually creating these little banner ads and we're putting it out in front of people in that same industry. So for example, if you are an entrepreneur, then we'll go to an entrepreneur blog and we'll put your banner ad right in front of the perfect people that are already looking for what you offer. And the fourth thing is getting non-famous guests. You might've been like, what do you mean by non-famous guests? I was told that I needed famous guests. If I have a famous guest, I'm going to be more reputable and more people are going to be looking for me and downloading. And if that famous guest shares it with their listener, then I'm going to be able to hack into that person's giant network. Well, in general, the most famous of guests that are getting on lots of different podcasts, they're way less likely to actually share your podcast. Now, you could prove me wrong every now and again, I'm sure, because there's an exception to almost every rule out there. But in general, if you have a non-famous person, more of a regular, you know, guy or gal, what's going to end up happening is they're going to be really proud. They're going to be really grateful. They're going to be really excited that they're on your show, and they're more likely to share it. For example, now that I've been interviewed on, I don't even know now, once it got past around 115, 120 episodes, I stopped counting. So we'll just say 130, 140, something like that. Once I got on that many podcasts, I just really stopped spending the time and effort to share it. Everybody's like, I want you to share my podcast episode. And in the beginning, I shared a lot of them. I was so proud. I was so excited. I was so grateful that I joined somebody on their podcast. Now it's just, it's more difficult. It's not that I'm a jerk and it's not that I don't want to serve anybody. It's just, I have a message. My message needs to get out. And every single time that I'm on somebody's podcast is not going to be easy for me to do that. So you want to find as many guests as you can where it might be their absolutely first time that they've ever been on a show. If it's their first time ever, they're even more likely to share it. And as you do that and you have a lot of non-famous guests that haven't really been on other people's shows yet, they're more and more and more likely to share that show with other people. Now, the fifth thing is to really engage. And so it's the acronym ASK, A-S-K-C, ASK. All right. So A-S-K-C. You want to A, answer your avatar. So you can go to this place called Answer the Public, write it down, Answer the Public. That will be in the show notes as the fourth place that will help you to be able to, the fourth resource in our show notes. But the ASK, A-S-K-E, Answer the Public. That's the A, answer your avatar. So you go to answerthepublic.com, you find out what your avatar is already asking for because you can locate it by genre, by niche. And you can find out what questions your perfect listener would already be asking, and then you answer their question. So that's the A. The S is to speak to your avatar. And one thing that I'm a huge advocate for is speaking with your avatar. So I work hard on this podcast to be my natural self. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not natural to sound just like yourself. Well, at least for me, I generally want to impress everybody. That's what comes out of my head is don't say something, don't F it up, just make sure that you're perfect. You don't want to show your flaws. Normally, that's what I'm doing is I'm self-critical and I always am like, you know, you want to impress everybody the best. And I'm just not the most eloquent person. So here I am when I'm saying speak to your avatar, I need you to sit down and be comfortable enough to just have a conversation. Right now, I'm literally imagining you. I know it sounds creepy, right? It sounds so creepy, but I'm actually envisioning that I'm sitting right next to you. you and I might be having a drink, a beverage, coffee, beer, whatever it is, or you and I might be on a drive. Here we are driving across the country, going on a road trip, or we're just heading to work, or we're having a conversation in the gym. Whatever it is, I'm specifically envisioning that I'm having a conversation with you and you alone. And as I'm speaking with you, my avatar, as I'm having a conversation with you, as I'm working hard to make sure that I'm not trying to be too perfect and just being myself, it's making it feel like you and I are actually sitting down, having a conversation. And I'm pouring into you and your business, and I'm pouring into your podcast one-on-one. So when you speak to your avatar, I want you to also work as hard as you can to be yourself and to pour into his or her business and to make sure that you feel comfortable doing it. You just feel like yourself. You're not trying to be too perfect. You're not reading some script. You're just speaking to your avatar. So that's the S. The K is to know your avatar, to know and understand who that person is. So when you know that person, how many kids they have, where they went to school, what they struggle with, all of those things, when you totally understand and know your avatar, that's the K in ASK, A-S-K-C. When you know who you're speaking with, you're able to understand what they're going through. For me, I work really hard to distance myself from just what I want to give. And I try to think, what do you need? How do you need it to be delivered so that you get the most out of this? So that's what I'm doing, and that's what you should do. You should sit down and try to understand exactly how to speak to that person. And then the C is call to action, hugely important. For example, in some of my podcast episodes, at the end, I'll say something like, hey, if you need help with this, schedule a call with me. Or I might say, hey, if you need a link to that, go down into the show notes. Or I might say, hey, if you want more microphone, like more microphone ideas and what microphones are good or the sound treatment is good and is going to help you to be able to get to the next level, I've got a free PDF where you can get that. Just go to xyz.com/ whatever your giveaway is. So that call to action is another part where you're going to help your perfect listener, your avatar, to be able to engage with you. So if you want your perfect listener to engage, you want to ask, you want to answer them, you want to speak with them one-on-one in a natural way. You want to know them and understand them and be able to identify what it is that they need. And you need to be able to call them to action, ask. So just to wrap up this episode, the misconception was, if you build it, they will automatically come. It's not true. You've got to do some things to be able to grow your show on your own. The five things that we shared with you today were get on other people's shows. I give you three really good ways that you can do that. Utilizing social media hacks. I gave you a few different ways to utilize social media better. Paying for marketing is the third one. The fourth one was to work with non-famous guests. And then the last one was to engage by using the four-letter acronym for ASK. And my call to action for you now, of course, first off, go into the show notes and grab those links so that you can have those resources. But what I really wanted to share with you is a call to action is that this show is growing. This podcast that I'm building myself with your help is starting to grow. And one thing that I can't do on my own is I can't automatically connect with your friend. So if you have a friend who's a podcaster and needs to hear this, that's my call to action to you. Share this episode with that person. Say, here's something I think you need to listen to. This will help you be able to get in front of more people. That's my ask. Call to action for you today is share this podcast with a friend. And I will see you on the next episode. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.